Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Facetune Anonymous. Please stand up and say your name.
Hello, my name is Ryan, and I haven't Facetuned any of my selfies in 4 weeks.
Way to go, Ryan. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you told your new friend in eighth grade that she was a loser for being so nice to the teacher. She was like a total goody two shoes, and she'd be a lot cooler if she was rude to him like me. And then she yelled right back at me, sorry, I want to do well in school. I'm not an asshole. Hi, I'm Amy Goodmurphy. And beside me, as always, is gay Tupperware expert. It's Ryan Brian Steele.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, where do you want to start, with the Tupperware or with your friend?
Well, selfishly, I kind of want to start with my friend.
Let's go, yeah.
My trauma.
Can I guess who it is?
Sure.
Is it your friend that lives in Whistler?
No.
Oh.
No, it wasn't her. It wasn't her.
Then I have no idea.
It was Leah.
Okay. Oh.
Yes. So
shocker.
I know. So she was very smart. Leah's very smart. She did good in school, but she was also a badass bee. But we didn't know each other that well.
Okay.
So, you know, we realized that we liked each other right away in English class, and she was sucking up. Okay. She was being like, okay, yeah. She's being like really like nice to the teacher. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I wasn't used to that. I didn't want to be nice to the teacher. What I knew was that I didn't know how to do school, period. And I didn't know what they were talking about or trying to teach me. So I was mad about that and insecure.
Yeah.
So screw you, teach.
Fair
right?
enough.
I'm going to take that out on you. So I thought, that's also sweet. And she didn't know that. And so I was about to tell her,
okay,
you're being a loser. And she was like, sorry, like she called me out.
I was her too. I was the kind of student that was like, I wasn't the smartest, but I was just like, I would suck up. I was just such a goody two shoes. That's why some of the kids hated me and bullied me.
Me.
Teacher's pet, they called me.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. She was being a teacher's pet. And I was like, what the heck? Are you cool or not, bro? And she was like, I am cool. And you know what? You're not cool.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, when they say like, smoke this weed and you'll be sweet. And if you don't, you're a loser.
Yeah.
And then someone goes, no, I'm not the loser. You are. Don't do drugs.
That's right.
And they are actually the cool one.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
I saw someone posted the other day. It was from the 80s. It was like the kid from Who's the Boss and some other 80s child star.
Yeah.
It was like the more you know kind of vibe, but it was them telling you not to do crack. I think his name was Danny Petero or whatever. You know, the one that was ended up, he was so gay.
Yes.
Like on Who's the Boss.
Poor thing.
He got gayer as he got older.
Imagine coming to your own with your sexuality on TV.
That is a very interesting point, yeah.
And everybody seeing, knowing something that you might not or do or whatever, and then you eventually come out and it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
I remember because I used to watch Who's the Boss, and I had a little crush on Tony Danza. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
And the son on the show, we were around the same age, and I just remember, imagine going through puberty with fucking Tony Danza as your stepdad on this show with
they probably have
six-pack abs.
They probably happen to be like, cut! Okay, your son has an... You need to go check on that.
They can't wear sweatpants anymore on set.
Jonathan's very excited. Cut! Jonathan, can I talk to you for a sec? Honey, something's going on down there, and you need to just... At this point, we're going to have to put a strap around your waist, okay?
And should we hide Alyssa Milano from you? You know, is that what's giving you the... Yeah, sure, hide her.
Yeah, and then they hit her, and he still kept getting rock hard.
You still have the boners. We don't know what's happening.
It's Tony.
Yeah.
But Tony was giving that to everybody. He was
giving it to me, that's for sure.
Straights, gays, didn't matter who you were.
Yeah, hey, my mom was like, Ryan, time for dinner. Okay, Mama, I just need like 1 minute. Go down, boner.
You were talking to your crotch.
Yeah.
Telling it to go down. Mm-hmm. Please go down.
As a teenager, boys get boners all the time.
Listen, we've talked about this before, but you know how curious I am. Everybody, I'm so curious, okay? And I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about this stuff, okay? I just really don't think there is. It's human body. It's human nature. Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some things happen to our bodies that we don't want.
And one day, I will not be able to get a boner anymore.
And you know what? Use your time wisely.
Exactly.
That's what they say. So, but here's the thing. I don't know what I meant by use your time wisely, but what I meant is there's no shame in, you know, especially growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he's the one that he always lets me ask him questions. I've told you this. So I ask him male, you know, anatomy questions, and he asks me female anatomy questions.
Of course,
my body, his body.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open with each other. I can say, hey, and he's the one I call dad and they call me mom. So it sounds kind of weird when I say dad. Tell me about your junk, right? Why does it do this?
Well, you need to know.
Or did it ever do that? So I asked him, you know, something I've never thought about because it wasn't my experience, but I really am curious. Mm-hmm. I want to understand.
Yeah.
What was it like? Like, would you ever get erect in like class?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah. And I said, oh my God, that's like, to me, that's traumatizing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I guess I never really thought about it like that. But yes, I had to like hide it.
And tuck it.
Oh, so okay. I forgot I was talking to someone with a penis. Ryan, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I just think of you as one of the gals and I don't know what's down there. It's none of my business.
Yeah, and I don't mean tuck it like, you know, tuck it underneath. I mean, tuck it like,
tuck
it up, like under like the top of your jeans or under your belt or something. If it's big enough.
Hey, bro. Was yours?
Yeah.
Brian, it wasn't. It was so tiny. They were like, just tuck it. You're like, I can't.
You have a boner? Ryan, it's steel. We can't even tell.
No. What's that little nipple in your crotch? Tuck it, Ryan. I can't.
I can't. It's not long enough.
Oh,
it just sits here.
Brian.
Hey, steel, you fuck with that?
Hey.
Anyway.
They shouldn't have said that to you.
I sell Tupperware.
Okay, so you're a Tupperware expert.
But no, I was gay.
Well, you're gay.
Tupperware expert.
Yeah, because I want people to know that you're gay, and there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, he's gay.
Yeah.
And he is a Tupperware expert, and I kind of wanted to have you on the show to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just start off by saying I do love Tupperware.
Shout
out to Tupperware.
Oh, I hope so.
Tupperware, right? With two P's?
That's right.
Tupperware.
Well, you should know that.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of it. I do keep my breakfast stuff in there. I keep a pepper and an avocado in there.
Okay.
That's about all I use my Tupperware for. Sometimes if I go to someone's house, I'll use it to bring over some food.
Okay.
That never happens, though.
Yeah.
Because I eat the same thing every day.
Right.
Chicken
and quinoa.
Well, how about when you put spaghetti in Tupperware?
It ain't never going to come clean.
But yes, back to me, the Tupperware expert. So what happens is that people find me online and I come to their Tupperware parties. I come to their stags. I come to birthday parties, bar mitzvahs.
Their stags.
Yeah, anything you want. I come and I sell Tupperware, but that's not really what it's about. It's just for me to answer any questions that anybody, male or female, might have about Tupperware with two P's.
Or non-binary.
Thank you.
Yes. No, thank you for saying that. So that's very cool. Let's move on.
Yeah. And
I also like that you're a Tupperware expert, but you only have like three pieces of Tupperware and only three things that you keep in your Tupperware.
Yeah.
Okay. You know why I said that you were that though?
Why?
Because I was thinking about the fact that I go to, you know, our resident Bravo insider, Cetere. Well, they just had Nowruz. Happy Nowruz.
Oh, yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they had us over for Nowruz. Nowruz. Mm. Nowruz. kids. And anyways, she sent her mom me this feast. My God, it was amazing. You know, you don't eat for days before you go there because there's so much.
Yeah, you don't need to.
And she sent every single one of us home with Tupperware. And I thought, you're never getting this back. How could you be so generous with your people are so generous with their Tupperware. I am not sending you home with anything if you're coming to my house.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
not. I need leftovers. I need everything I can get.
Or just give me your hands. I'm going to pour it into your hands and be on your way.
Exactly. Here is a paper towel, and hopefully it just soaks up the liquid and you can eat the chunks.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford to give you my Tupperware because I lose it as is.
Yeah.
The tops get warped. But you know, let me tell you something.
What's that?
Do you have a favorite Tupperware?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you do. Yeah. I have a favorite Tupperware.
Yeah.
It's round. It clips on the side.
Ooh.
And it's glass.
Oh, I have. Yeah. That's what I use for my, that's actually what I use for my chicken quinoa broccoli. Yeah.
Well.
I love the clips on the side.
I love the
clips. Satisfying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's in there safe. It's sealed. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Someone listening to this podcast for the first time, they're like,
what is this about?
It's a couple of gay middle-aged people talking about Tupperware.
I love my Tupperware.
Yeah. I want to listen to a murder mystery podcast. See ya, gays.
See ya, gays. Anyways, listen, if you are listening and you haven't liked, reviewed, or subscribed, just press the follow button on wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever it is.
Yes.
It makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
And if you rate us 5 stars, you're going to heaven.
Yeah.
You're going to heaven. That's a guarantee.
And if you rate us 1 star, you're going to burn in hell.
Hey, don't even say
that's
that.
That's a guarantee
don't
as
even,
well.
That's a guarantee as well. And you know what?
What?
I'm going to make it real hot. You're going to get physically hot because I'll come and find you.
Yeah, that's right. We've done it before and we'll do it again.
We've done it before. We'll do it again. People have perished.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jazlyn,
we're not gonna,
rest in peace.
Jazlyn, rest in peace. But her sister, Jazz, is still around because she did 5 stars.
She's still kicking.
Okay, listen, I want to tell you something.
Go on.
You know, I was talking about how curious I was.
Always.
Please, I am. I'm curious. Not for you, D. I'm not curious about you. You really wear your whole thing on the outside, okay? There's nothing left to the imagination. Oh, disgusting. She just showed me her left breast.
Oh, my God. There's snot everywhere, too. I guess this pollen is just not agreed with her system.
And what?
She is, yeah.
Covered in snot? That's what that is?
Yes.
It's raining outside, D. I thought that was rain.
No, it's not.
There's lots of Kleenexes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just thought that was for Ryan to do his dirty deed with?
Well, I told her not to sneeze or anything or blow her nose during the recording because we'd hear it.
Oh.
So that's why the snot is just accumulating on her upper lip.
Just make sure it stays on your body, D, because I'm not cleaning it up after.
No.
Anyways, also don't talk about Ryan doing a dirty deed with his Kleenexes. What are you, 14?
Dee, shut up.
Okay. Anyways, we're talking about, curiosity.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this. I've been meaning to talk about this in the podcast. This made me think about that. I said I'd like to have a penis for a day and to sort of see what that would be like. Like, I think it's probably safe to say that most people... I'm going to go on a limb here and say, why wouldn't you want to just see what it was like to be in someone else's shoes for a day, you know, with a penis perhaps? Like,
definitely.
And what would you do? And like, why? And like, I want to know what it's like to pee. I want to know all the things. Okay.
Take a couple selfies, maybe.
I might take some things and DM unsolicited pics to people and see what that, how exhilarating that is.
It feels really good.
You know, for you guys,
yeah.
Right? Or whomever. Okay. However you identify with your rod. Anyways, I was laughing to myself because I asked you if you ever thought about what it would be like to have a vagina for a day. And you told me no, but that you'd love to have breasts for a day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember this. Okay. And then I thought that was so funny. I was like, what? Why would you want to have breasts for a day? So I went ahead and asked a group of my other gay guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they said to me without even like prefacing was, no, they'd much rather have tits.
Yeah.
They'd much rather have breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dying because I said, well, what do you want to do with those? Like, what is so fun to you about having breasts? Like, they don't do anything other than milk if you're pregnant,
yeah.
Which is like, I don't know.
Is that how that works?
They milk when you're
oh,
pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, or after, during and after, I think maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, my mom still does.
Okay. I don't. Anyways, they said they wanted to wear a low slutty top and bounce on and bounce on a trampoline. And they all agreed. They just wanted breasts for a day. My friend Kyle said he wanted to live his Carmen Electra child fantasy.
Carmen Electra.
But I don't understand that. Like, what do you want to do with breasts? What is it?
I think it's similar to wanting a penis because when you have a vagina, a beautiful, beautiful vagina, I'm just going to say that, it's kind of inside of you. And when you get a penis and suddenly you have something like... protruding from your body.
Okay.
Something that's now sticking out.
Wow.
So that's a new feeling. It's like having a third leg. It's like having another arm or a third ear. It's just like, you know, it's a different part of your body, a new part of your body that's now
off your body.
Exactly. So I think breasts would be a similar thing because, right, you know, we have these flat chests as boys. If we had breasts, then it would just be interesting to kind of like
hold them.
And then, but they'd hurt my back probably after like 10 minutes, eh?
Well, how big do you want? You probably want them to be huge, don't you?
I would like, I would either like a really high B or a low C.
Okay.
Yeah.
A high B or a low C.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, pretty much. A big B. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. A cup size.
Yeah, a cup size. Yeah.
Do you want natural breasts or fake breasts?
I would like natural breasts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you like them to feel like?
Well, I don't know. I would
solid,
no,
flaccid.
I would like them to feel beautiful and safe.
Okay. That's a nice answer. Okay,
you're
I guess.
You're home now, breasts. You're going to be mine for the next 24 hours. I'm going to take care of you and then I'm going to wake up and you'll be gone.
Yeah. Because you know what else probably too, is every person with a penis, I feel like, unless like, you know, you don't identify with your penis, is like, oh, I'd much rather have a penis and breasts. Like, yeah. I can have the best of both worlds.
Which some people do.
Right. And and you know what? Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyways, I just thought that was hilarious. You gaze on your breasts.
All right. We talked about a lot of Love is Blind lately, but we got to talk a little Batch Nation real quickly.
Okay.
I bet no one listening watches The Bachelor anymore.
I don't either.
But I have to say, I just watched the newest season of The Bachelor. Again, I half watched it. It's up. I'm just kind of watching the important parts. Joey, I showed you him. He thought he was quite handsome.
Yes.
He ended up picking his final two girls. Spoiler alert. He kind of basically told the girl he wasn't picking in a not so roundabout way that he wasn't picking her before they went to the final thing, which was actually really nice of him because it made it that much easier. It was heartbreaking for her, but instead of doing it to her at that, you know, final place that they find where they put all the, you know, it's all beautiful and they set it all up, blah, 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 in like Bermuda or whatever. And so the day of, she like walks up to it and she basically says, I know you're not picking me. I had a great time.
Aww.
See ya. Yeah. She turned around. Okay, but that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is we remember the Golden Bachelor, yes?
Yes.
Well, those women who made it quite far but didn't get picked, they're all mini celebrities now in Batch Nation.
Yeah.
They show up at... After the final rose, they show up at Women Tell All or whatever it's called. They've showed up on the actual Bachelor. Like, they'll show up when the final four, they flew them to wherever. And Susan, who's my favorite, she was the one with the sassy shortcut that kind of looked like the Kardashian mom. They're giving their advice and stuff. They shouldn't be giving advice. And now it's Susan and Kathy are starting their own podcast called Golden Hour. They're both around 70 years old. And I guess I have nothing bad to say about this. I just want to say good for them.
Go girls.
And also the new Bachelorette, for the first time ever, is Asian.
I saw that, D. Finally. Huge. Huge and a long time coming.
Yeah, it's like the 23rd or something season. So yeah, exactly what you said. Long, long, long overdue.
Slowly but surely, these idiots start making good decisions.
I still want the gay Bachelor.
Apparently, I saw this thing, speaking of, oh, you know how crazy people get me. You know, I get all worked up.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the way over here, I was scrolling my gram.
Yeah.
And I came across, I think it was like, I can't remember what account it was on, but it was quoting someone who works maybe in Marvel or produces Marvel or produces like superhero movies. He was quoted in saying, I'm just saying, why do I need to make an all-female like Marvel or superhero movie? Like, why? Like, okay, like it's not a big, like I can see, like I could do it, but why do I need to? He said.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you so daft that you don't understand why you need to do that and why it's important to do that and how it would benefit?
Men being men.
Men being men. I can't.
Yeah.
Men, fuck off.
And yeah, the fact that he's going that strong with it too, because, you know, here I'm a man and I make some mistakes, but luckily I got this fucking girl next to me who corrects me when she needs to.
She's trying, but she makes mistakes herself. Okay, she's not perfect.
But I don't think we'd make a mistake to that level. Like,
no.
Why do I need to make this movie? Blah, 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 blah.
He goes on
Shut up.
Record to say that.
Whoa.
He says it like publicly. What are you thinking? Mm. Imagine being, here I go again.
Here she goes.
Imagine being a straight woman and that's your husband. I can't. How many women just go, okay, listen, a lot of gays are assholes too, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of women are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine being, we're talking about straight men right now.
Yeah.
Imagine being, and listen, straight men, if you're listening right now, it's not about you. Because if you're listening to this podcast, it means you would never fucking say something like that.
That's a really good point.
So guess what? I'm loving you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I love you. And you're the handful of guys, straight, hetero, cis men that I will ride with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can come in my car.
That's right.
Become my RAV4.
With the other lesbians.
With the other lesbian, stranger lesbians. So anyways, I just like imagine being like that straight woman and how many straight women who have just had to roll their eyes with their things their husbands have done. Like it's not grounds for divorce or like separation or a talking to because that's just who they are.
Yeah.
They've just accepted. How many people in your life that you know, regardless of heterosexuality, I guess, but I think it's for me, it's all heteros who have just rolled their eyes at their partner and been like, oh, he just like, that's just how he is. Yeah. He, like, he doesn't know any better.
That's just Jim. Love him or hate him, you
know? That's just Jim. I would never, could never, and will never be with somebody like that. Why would you ever do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Most of my friends are single or gay, but yeah, I feel like the generation above me that I knew from back in Langley, or my generation from Langley that I don't really talk to anymore, same thing. Like, I'm so curious on how those relationships are going and what the men's are doing. I don't know why I've been going on Facebook a little more lately. I think it's just a couple of people in my life are about to pass away, which is so sad.
Oh, and Brian.
They're using, I know, I don't want to bring that up, but they're using Facebook as kind of their portal to say goodbye, which if you need somewhere, I mean, I appreciated all the misty eyed the other night, but so I've been going on Facebook more. One guy I graduated with, his status today was something happened to his daughter or something. So he was rounding up people on Facebook to go beat up somebody on Facebook.
Okay, Brian, hang on. You've just taken me through a series.
I was trying to have an excuse of why I'm going on Facebook, because we always shit talk Facebook. Like, who's even on there anymore? But I've been on it a lot lately. And I have to think, I get a notification every day for Facebook birthdays. I love that so much. Almost every day this week, it's been someone that I consider a decent friend. So it's like, today I was like, happy birthday, Lisa. Love you.
Yeah.
She was like, probably surprised. Like, oh my God, Ryan knew my birthday? Of course I did, babe. I love you.
I love you. Jenny doesn't remember anybody's birthday ever. Like, I don't even know if she knows my birthday. Like, she probably maybe does. Maybe I'm the only one. And she'll be like, oh my God, is it so-and-so? It's like one of our best friend's birthdays. And of course, I don't really know either. So she's like, please check your Facebook. And I'm like, oh, so I have to go and check. And sure enough, it's like, today is their birthday. And I'm like, yes, it's today.
Well, thank God we have that reminder.
Okay, but now let's talk about that. Now that I've gotten past I'm choosing to remove myself from how sad that makes me about your other classmates. Yeah. But this particular classmate, I'm sorry, is rounding people up on Facebook to beat someone up for his daughter?
Yeah, I think his daughter got something stole from her or something like that. I don't think she was like, you know, hurt or anything.
What did it say? Go get it.
Pause for Googling.
Oh. Hang on. Okay, read what it says.
Okay, we found the Facebook post and I didn't exactly have it perfectly right. It reads, any of my friends in this Langley suburb want to help me hunt some fox that pepper sprayed my daughter?
Okay, Brian.
Pepper sprayed spelled very incorrectly.
Pepper sprayed my daughter.
But that's neither here nor
That's neither there. Here nor there. There.
But I mean, that's terrible that someone pepper sprayed your daughter, but really your Facebook post is, want to go help me hunt some fox.
Brian, please read the comments.
Oh, shit.
How many comments are there?
I think 32.
Wait, there's one that I just saw that's from a middle-aged woman with gray hair and glasses, and it's just her Bitmoji, and it says hugs and care. Okay, what is it?
Go get them, dad.
I'll come with you, bro.
What the fuck, bro? What the hell? Another guy I went to high school with says, when you get them, bring them out to the whack. We will take them swimming in the Fraser. I think I know what that means. And
I know what that means, too. And they're threatening murder. Yeah. And also, very openly. Okay, I'm afraid to even read these, Brian.
Wow.
That was the right thing to do, bud. Okay. Wait, I'm not done yet. Please. Anytime. Remember, silence is best. No advertising. I have a pent-up frustration to release. LOL. No!
And this is why I moved to Vancouver.
Brian, I'm afraid.
I gotta bring something up.
What's up?
You know, we both go out for dinner sometimes.
Sure.
And we both have some very nice, generous friends, don't we?
We do.
And sometimes, would you say that sometimes you'll go out for a meal and the other person you're with will offer to pay?
Yes.
And do you love that?
I love that.
But do you always kind of do the same thing or say the same thing after they pulled out their card and say, it's on me? Do you? Because for me, for example, I always go, no, wait a second. And then I go to, you know, I haven't even gone for my wallet yet or my card.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that they
they're going to pay.
But I always go through the whole thing of like, no, put that away. Yes. Put that away.
Don't. It's on me. Hold on.
No, you got it last time.
No, brother. I'm making some money. Okay, yeah. I can afford this.
Yes, and then I'll take it out and I'll be like, hey, no, come on. Let me put that away, Ryan. Yeah.
Throw it away. Throw it on the ground.
Yeah, and then the waiter comes and they're like, you know, don't take his card. Oh, no, don't take his card. But in my head, I secretly love it so much. Yes, please take their card.
Yes.
Please don't take mine.
Yeah, please.
But then, okay, you go off on that. Then I have something to say.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I don't think I go to that length. But I do, it does like sort of make me, I have this like inner, like maybe it's an, like it makes me feel bad. Mm-hmm. I feel bad. Yeah. I don't want them to have to pay for me. But if they insist enough, mm-hmm. I should say like maybe like a twice, like, no, you totally don't have to do that. And if they're like, you know what I'm looking for?
What's that?
I'm looking for them to be assertive and strong and not weak about the offering. Mm-hmm. If they're like that, if they're like, nope, I'm not taking no for an answer. I've got this.
Yeah.
Then I say, okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. But if they're like, no, it's not a big deal. If they're like, no, it's okay. Like if they're like that, I'm like, ugh, now I have to keep fighting you.
Yes.
Because you're making me feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I was with somebody a couple of weeks ago and same thing kind of happened. They offered to pay and I think it kind of made sense that they were going to pay for whatever reason. Maybe I had got something else. I don't know. They were offering and I did what I always do. I said, no, come on, let me, I was going to pay half whatever. And then right away they went, okay, fine.
No. Okay, I don't get that.
And I was like, no. Now you're supposed to go, no, yes. I said I got it.
There's an etiquette. There's a war etiquette. If you truly want to pay and you mean it, you'll fight me to the death. You will hold a knife up to me and say, I've got this, bitch.
Yes.
Like, you will go that far.
It's a funny sketch. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Don't steal it. Please don't steal it. Don't steal it. Please.
Don't.
We only
Come
have,
on.
This is all we have.
We're the only one that do skits.
Skit has your skits. You still doing your skits with that guy? Yeah, I am. Anyways,
he's getting old, eh?
He's got his fate.
Hey,
Brian, they never said that.
If they do, that's okay.
They didn't.
It's just my journey.
What's up with Amy's face? It's changing. Are there things in it? Shut up. Don't.
We're going to do what we want to do to be happy.
We're all different. And if I have to pay for things to make me feel good, I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of your business.
Anyway, I'm not going to pay for your meal.
Please review, subscribe. Okay, no, listen. I'm going to tell you something. I know you're not. Listen to me. No, sometimes you surprise me with a little cookie.
No, I will.
And sometimes I surprise you with a little cookie.
That's true, yeah.
I think we're pretty good that way. Mm-hmm. I know that if I do it to you, you're going to bring it back to me at some point.
That's actually another good point, yeah.
That's the thing I have to remember. Jenny keeps saying to me, stop doing that. Because, not to you. Jenny keeps saying, stop paying for Ryan. He can't afford to pay for you back. No, she does say that to me often where she's like, why do you always feel like you have to pay for things? I'm like, well, because I just think it's a really nice thing and I hope that they'll do it for me. And she's like, yeah, but you know that particular person isn't like that. That isn't important to them.
Yeah.
And so I try now to limit that to once in a while, if I'm just like, oh, fuck it, I'll pay for it. Mm-hmm. Like, this was fun, even though I know I'm not going to get it back from them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I try to limit it to people that I know understand how nice that is.
Definitely.
Well, I was going to say to you, you said that your friend eventually caved and said, okay, you'll pay for half.
Yeah.
But after the display you just took us through of how far you truly will go to say, don't pay, I'll take this one, I kind of feel like they probably relented and were like, holy shit, fine, just pay for half.
I want to say, though, that one, though, I literally just went, oh, come on, no. And then they really quickly went, okay, fine.
They didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, we're a couple other friends that are generous to me like this sometimes. And they will, you know, they'll, like you said, put a knife to my fucking face and be like, I'm paying for it. I'm like, okay.
Don't.
But I do always try to download in my brain if someone has done that for me.
Yes.
And so the next time we go,
yes.
Then I'll be like, okay, you know what I love to do? I've done it before. Like I'll walk up, like I'm going to the washroom.
Oh.
I find the server.
Secret.
Yeah. And then I'll be, put this on my card, please.
I love a secret pay. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's like, okay, oh, we should get the bill. I already got it.
Yeah.
I already got it.
I did that with my boyfriend Tom once back in the day. We were out with like his like gay uncle and some of his gay uncle's older friends or whatever. And I clip-clopped to my heels.
Sure.
Up to the washroom. Wink, wink.
Hey, I got to take a piss.
Yeah, I got to go take a big shit.
I have to take a shit. I don't know. I have diarrhea.
Yeah.
I have to go. Don't look at me, please.
Hey, Tom's gay uncle. I think I just left a Hershey squirt in my underwear right now.
Oh my God, I just sharted. I have to go.
Yes, I got to go to the washroom. I'll be right back.
Please talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I clip-clopped up there.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, server, take my card.
Decline.
Decline. Oh, try this one. And then I quickly went to the back and did all their dishes. And they were like, okay,
nice.
That has covered it. But I remember coming back to the table and we were, you know, we had to go on to our next appointment or whatever we were doing.
Your next appointment.
Appointment, yeah. We were all getting Botox.
Yeah.
And Tom's like, oh, shit, we know we got to pay. And I was like, it's already been taken care of.
Holy cow.
Speaking of boners, I think he got a huge one immediately right there.
Yeah.
And I love myself. And that's the thing about being generous, too. It feels real nice.
It does. It feels real nice to do it, I think, probably in general, but it's even better when it's for somebody or some people that, you know, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I hate it, speaking of, when you decide you're going to be a hero and pay the bill and they don't really care. Oh, thanks. I'll get you next time. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
That was like $140.
Yeah, that was a lot of money. I just did us a big favor. And now I kind of hate myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I need you to say, hey, that was so nice. Yeah. And wow, I'm really going to remember that.
Yeah. For the next like 3 months, you keep saying, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? Go for dinner? Want to go for dinner? Because you want the favor return.
And we're not going to just any. We're not going to Red Robin.
No.
We're going back to... You know, where we were.
We're in Joe Forte's.
We're in Joe Forte's. We're
in Gotham Steakhouse.
Papino's.
Papino's.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Listen, I got a new car. D.
I got a brand new car.
I'm so excited, proud of you. You've been talking about it for a while. That old car was not doing you good.
She was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed to get a new one. And, you know, I was looking every day. I was searching those RAV4s with that lesbian we talked about. We didn't end up going with the RAV4.
No.
Okay. We ended up getting a Volkswagen Tiguan.
Okay.
Okay. It's a major upgrade from what I had the Kia before.
Yeah.
We love it.
Nice.
I don't know if you've been searching for cars these days, Brian.
No.
Not for you.
No.
But if you are a car searcher, you're going to know that COVID hit us hard and there's zero inventory and that used cars are almost the same price as new cars.
Really?
Yes. But also all of the prices have gone up on both.
Oh, man.
So you just can't win.
Oh.
So here's the deal. I'm not going to take you down this. I'm not going to take you down the hell it was. I'm just going to tell you, we bought it from a dealership.
Okay.
We traded in my car and it was hell.
Oh.
It was. Have you ever bought a car from a dealership?
I did buy a car from a dealership, but I was with my dad and I want to say it was 2001.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. I was in 11th grade.
Yeah.
You were...
I was
40.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. 40.
It was my blue Sunfire that I had for a very long time. I was with my dad and I could tell he was rolling in his grave if he had one. Like my dad is the coolest guy. He loves cool cars and I'm coming wanting a four-door Pontiac Sunfire.
Blue.
And he's like, four doors, dude. That's not cool. You want to get a two-door.
It's right, just, sports.
It's sportier. And I was like, I'm more about convenience. I don't want to have to lean forward every time. Do you remember if you ever have a two-door? I mean, I never have, but I've had friends and every time you have to let them in the back, you have to go like this.
Yeah, it's awful.
It hurts my back.
Listen, I get it. Listen, speaking of, all my friends had two doors when we were growing up because it was like, first of all, they were probably these ones that we were having, you know, do you ever remember the Tiburons?
Do I remember?
Yeah. Okay, no, sorry.
I can name like the cars that I know in one hand.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, my friend Sheila had a Tiburon. She had a Playboy sticker in the back. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, it was a two-door. All my friends had two doors. I had a two-door.
Yeah.
And it was awful letting people in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was like, here, get in. Yeah. Go in this passenger side.
You talked about before some of your body ailments that you deal with.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
What are you talking about? Because my two-door?
Because you had a two-door.
Wait, you're telling me that my ankle, my knee, my back, my shoulder, and my neck, and my jaw are all from the two-door I had?
And your ADHD.
Oh my God. And my ADHD?
Yes.
Wait, my ADHD is from the two-door car I had.
I'm not going to be so bold as to say 100% that that is true.
Okay.
But I'm just connecting the pieces here. Is that right? Connecting the pieces?
Connecting the dots.
Connecting the dots.
Brian! Ryan.
There's a new one for you.
It's the last piece of the puzzle.
But it, yeah, see, I think I had two.
You had, and then you put them together. But it didn't matter. You were connecting the pieces.
It's still going to make sense.
Dots can be pieces of dots. He's not wrong.
You're my biggest supporter.
You're not wrong. I love you for who you are.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it brings some spice to my life, and I like that. Okay? Anyways, yes, you're connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I have never been seen the way that you fucking see me, Brian Steele. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Because you, I don't know. I can't see myself. I'm not walking outside my body. Mm-hmm. I only have outside of my body experiences when I'm singing to meter maids. You know, like that's when I come outside of my body. Yeah, but other than that, I'm just walking through this life, baby.
Can we have a little bit of that song again?
I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great day. You're crazy, lady.
You're crazy, lady.
Crazy lady. Crazy lady.
I hope that catches on.
Hey. So anyways, back to two-door cars. This one's a four-door. And I'm really excited about it. So I'm just going to kind of, I'm going to tell you a little thing. It was hell at the dealership. They were nice enough. Okay. It wasn't the people that sold it or the finance person or the other person or the manager, the scary manager. They had to go back and forth. They had to wheel and deal. I don't even know. Like, you don't win by buying cars. Okay. You lose. You're always a loser.
Yeah.
Cars are money pits. Mm-hmm. They depreciate the second you drive them off the lot.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's a necessity.
Yeah.
Like mechanics, all these people, plumbers, all these people, they can charge whatever the fuck they want because you need them.
This is right.
And I need a vehicle.
Well.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I only like to walk sometimes.
I get it.
And I don't want to rent a car to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I mean, if I was going more places, I would probably consider getting a car again because Uber ain't cheap.
Okay, so back to the dealership. Mm-hmm. So it was hell, okay? You have to wheel and deal. You ask for this. I'm like, well, I want this. And he's like, let me talk to my manager. So he goes into this random office that you can't even see that's like around a corner, comes back out. He's like, this is what he's willing to do. And I'm like,
ew.
Okay, let me just like talk to him. I don't know what this means. And I'm trying to compute numbers. Like, math is not my strong suit by any means. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing with Jenny. We're both creatives. We're not very mathematical. So we're like trying to do this. I'm also trying to do this without my dad because I never do anything without him when it comes to like vehicles and stuff like that. I'm always like, dad.
Why didn't he go with you?
Because I didn't ask him.
Good for you.
Thank you. I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to know that he's taught me well. And I'm going to go and do my best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so instead of him, I called my friend Sheila. Because Sheila, I'm like, Sheila, hold my hand. Tell me what to do. What do I ask for? What am I not going to take? Anyways, they basically bought my car for fucking literal pennies. But it was enough and it made sense because I did not want to go through the hell of trying to sell it myself.
Mm-hmm.
You ever tried to sell a car yourself?
Yeah.
Ugh. Something's wrong with this. What's that sound? My muffler sounded like it was like going to break off.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to say there? I don't know what's wrong with it. You're probably going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like a race car.
Well, I said yes, but basically my dad did it. I don't think
right.
I only sold two cars and I still lived with my parents. So my dad basically did everything.
Well, after we did the deal, my dad was like, why'd you trade it in? I would have sold it for you. And I was like, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want you to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we finally did the deal. Then a week later, I went and picked it up. I had to stay at the dealership for 3 hours by myself and go through all of the options, the like math options of like, if we do this and include this and do that, blah, blah, blah. And you really only need this, but do this. I was like, fuck, this is too much. Finally get the car.
Yeah.
I take it home.
Yeah.
I think I love this car. I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I'm obsessed. It's black on black.
Ooh.
Leather.
Ooh.
It's got the panoramic sunroof.
Ooh.
My Kia never had a sunroof.
Does it have like a screen that you
It's got have? A screen, touch screen.
Hello, future.
She's living.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. One thing. I was like, oh, finally it's over. We've got our car. I'm like, I'm like, does it smell a little bit like smoke in here? So long story short, Jenny and I are convinced the car smells like smoke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, we're livid. Because this was a big purchase for us. Like, I'm talking big here, but I'm like, we needed a new vehicle. We had to do it. We bit the bullet and got it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not easy. We did it together. And anyways, so we're pissed. But when we test drove it originally, the guy came with us. The sales guy came with us. We were like, because I never do that, right? I'm like, I really don't want to drive this car with you, to be honest. I said, no offense, but I want to be able to talk truthfully with my partner about this. And he was like, unfortunately, we can't. He's like, I have to come with you. And I was like, okay, fuck it. Well, we want the car.
Pause. Why? Are people driving off with these cars and not returning?
Well, one girl, when I went to test drive a RAV4, she told me that they had to because one person got in an accident or something with it. It was like something bad happened. So they have to like, come now.
Okay.
I don't know. The other VW dealership that I went to, the girl was like, yeah, fuck it. Go ahead. I was like, great.
See you later.
Yeah. And I was candid. I was like,
leave me your debit card or something. 100%. Just as collateral. Yeah.
She's like, I have your information.
Yeah, here's my scenic card. Here's my shopper's points card. Thank you.
We'll just sue the shit out of you if anything happens.
Exactly.
So anyways, yeah. So he came with us, but he was a smoker because I had seen him smoking outside. They all smoked, all the salespeople. So I was like, okay. So Jenny and I even said, did it smell a little bit like smoke? I'm like, yeah, but it was just him. Like, for sure. It was just him. Well, so long story short, I called him up a few days later. I said, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
You thought you got rid of me, didn't you?
Not yet.
Clean this up.
Yeah.
So he was really nice and said, yeah, let me, I didn't notice that, but yes, we'll detail it again specifically for that. And you can come in on us.
Wow.
So I did like that. Okay. And they better get it out because I heard that getting smoke out is very hard.
And what I'm hearing here too is that Amy Goodmurphy calls places. She calls Uber Eats and she gets a free meal. Mm-hmm. She calls the car dealership and she gets that car detailed again.
Ask and you shall receive.
Exactly.
It says that in the Bible.
It does say that in the Bible.
So if you learned anything, oh my God, Brian, I need to tell you something.
What?
My brain is all over the place.
Let's go.
I also just saw something, I think on St. Hoax on Instagram, where they were showing Trump, I know we don't like to talk about him here, but this was
Bibles.
He was selling American Bibles. He talks to the simplest, stupidest, most idiotic Americans, people that follow him, and he knows what to say. The trigger words for them, the happy trigger words are, it's an American Bible, and they're patriotic, okay? Yeah. That it's an American Bible. It's not made anywhere else. It's the Bible. It's his favorite book.
Yeah.
And then St. Hoax followed it up. I think it was St. Hoax. Followed it up with the next slide of him in a real interview, and someone says, what's your favorite Bible passage? And he says, that's very personal for me. I don't like to talk about that. He's like, oh yeah, but you say the Bible is your favorite book. Like, what's one of your favorite passages? And he's like, again, that's private for me. And it is my favorite book. It's American made. And
skating around it.
He's skating. What an idiot.
Trump.
Okay. So anyways, yeah. So I got the car and we're going to try and fix it up, honey.
Okay,
but nothing is perfect.
I can't wait to go for a ride.
I can't wait to zip you from A to B, C to D, E to F.
Yes, please drop me off here.
Drop me off there.
You know where she usually brings me?
Where?
Costco.
Yes, I do. I usually drop him off just down the street from Costco.
Yeah.
That's right. One time we went together.
We did.
That was fun. We split off. I said, hey, where do I go?
Oh, yeah.
We should go again.
Love Costco.
I need to go.
Okay, it's almost every PLT stories, but I wanted to bring up one more thing.
What?
I was checking TMZ online because sometimes we need to look for some scoop for this podcast.
Sure. D. Scoop. Scoop.
Scoop. Scoop. Scoop. Drake and Lil Wayne are touring together right now, and they're at one of their recent shows. They had a teleprompter with all of their rap lines.
Rap lyrics.
Rap lyrics.
Rap lines.
Lines, lyrics. Yes, correct. Two thoughts on this. One, they have so many songs.
Yeah.
And they have so many lyrics to memorize.
Yeah.
It can be a little tricky. But also, on the flip side of that, you're selling tickets to the show for, I want to say, $100+.
Yeah.
It's kind of your job to know these songs, know these lyrics, know these rap verses.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, there's a part of me like, okay, as an this is what you're saying, right? It's like 50-50. As an audience member, I'm like, yeah, I expect you to like perform, know your shit, have some choreography.
Yes.
Show me a little shimmy shim, shimmy shimmy. Hey, shimmy shim, shimmy shimmy. Turn around, slap, slap, turn around, ding dong, up and down and around. Here we go. Okay. That's my show. Here you go. And you know, you're going to have it all if me po-po. Come coming. Sirens going. The sirens coming. Here it comes. I hear it. I'm scared. Better put on my beard. That's
Whoa.
Right. It didn't rhyme, but I can do what I want. Want. That's right. I'm gonna haunt you tonight at my house. Come by. It's Halloween. Boo. Here I am. Oh man. What rhymes with Halloween? Tween. I'm a tween twink in my best day. That's right, bitch. Come on. All I want to say is, hey, hey. Brian,
we need the defibrillators again.
No. Brian, you died. Brian.
That was fucking fantastic.
Oh my God.
No teleprompter here anywhere.
No.
See, you knew your lyrics.
Well, Brian.
You slayed the house down, Mama.
Brian, Mama, I slayed and thank you for spilling.
Thank
you for spilling, Mama. I have
Mama
to tell you
kudos.
Something. Mama kudos, thank you for spilling. I have to tell you two things. One, a man that's working on the side of your building just walked past and heard that entire rap. Two, that was not, though, I couldn't have a teleprompter for that because that just came from within.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that was ad-libbing.
You're trying to tell me that you just made that up on the spot?
No, that was skidding, scatting, and ad-libbing. What? I was scatting, and I was spitting rhymes and lyrics like no one could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And the thing is when it comes to me, I just go and the flow takes over, which is crazy.
I'll get that.
I'm like possessed.
Okay.
Okay. So what I wanted to say is that as an audience member, I feel like, yeah, I want you to put on a show. Mm-hmm. And why don't you know your lyrics? Like, are these all brand new songs?
Well, that's the thing. You know, photos can sometimes mislead you. And maybe this was just for one song that they have just released and they've only performed it once or twice before.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a pass if that was a situation. But if every song that they were out there rapping to, is that
sure.
what you say?
Sure. Rapping.
I don't think that was wrong.
No.
If I'm out there rapping and I need my lyrics for every fucking song,
yeah.
Do you think Shan Twain does that?
Oh, do you think Shan Twain does that? I don't think so. Here's the other side of it. From the artist perspective, yeah, shit. I don't know. There's a lot going on. Like, it is very hard to remember choreography, lyrics, the melody, if you're not lip syncing, or even if you are. Yeah. I don't know. I might need to look over and see it. You know, I love to read stuff.
Well, Mums Over Miami, they always have their lyrics out there with them.
Brian, we read ours in our show.
But they do one show a year. Drake and Lil Wayne, I think, are doing this nightly, probably 200 to 300 shows per year.
That's true. And you know what? They are only really just there as just in case, because we don't want to ruin the show. So maybe for them, give them some slack.
Do you think Lil Wayne is the most famous of the Lils?
Okay.
Of all the Lils, is Lil Wayne like the
absolutely,
top Lil?
Absolutely, absolutely is.
There's Lil Nas X.
Lil Clitty.
He's close up there. There's Lil Clitty.
Yeah.
There's Lil Baby, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I need to tell you something. Did you feel, how like cringeworthy was it when I just said okay like that?
I thought it was
like,
pretty
was it
good.
Cool or did
no,
you?
You're on a roll right now.
I felt so embarrassed.
After that rap and after the... Do it again.
Okay. Like, I'm embarrassed by it.
Again, our workers outside right now are probably fucking howling. That's the worst podcast I've
no,
ever heard.
They hate it. They're so embarrassed. Listen, here's the thing. He's like, there's two fucking gays, one dyke and one fucking fag keep doing this thing. The guy that walked past that heard me do the rap, he walked past again. Nobody else is around. He had nothing in his ears. Like, he's not listening to a podcast. He was smiling from ear to ear because he's embarrassed. No, it wasn't like a, man, these guys are good. It was like a whole, okay, you know, shit. Cringe.
Very cringe.
I think it's time for PLT stories.
Let's go. All right, I'm up. We're going to go back around 10 years ago. I'm working at 560 Nightclub. That's where I G-hold.
Okay.
We talked about that recently.
Yes, be careful.
And I guess I didn't really G-hold, to be totally honest. Oh. I just vomited. Because if you G-hole, you kind of pass out.
Oh.
That's usually what happens. All I did was puke. And then I was back to my bar and slinging drinks.
You were slinging drinks.
Yeah. So I just got sick from GHB. Either way, I'm a winner. So I'm working at this bar, and we had a gay night on Saturdays. And one night, you know, this guy comes in, and I'm single at the time. And he's, you know, he's dancing away. He's real sweaty. But there's something about him. You know, I'm kind of like cringing a little bit because he's dancing too hard, and it's a little off-putting. But he's kind of sexy. He got a shirt off, got a little hair on the chest. And I'm like, who's this guy?
You like that.
I like that. So I think we, you know, have a little chat. We follow each other on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is back in that time. And sure enough, we go on a date. And I remember going on the first date and thinking... okay, like not fully my guy, but like enough there that I'm going to see you again. And we might have hooked up on the first date, and that was pretty good.
She gave it away,
and I remember liking what I saw. I was like, okay, damn, I'm very physically attracted to this person. And then we, like, the next one, it's now like a dinner, a little bit more of a proper second date. I think the first one was just like some drinks and then sex. And second one, we have proper dinner, we talk more, we go back to his place, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm checking out already. But I'm two dates in, and this is where Ryan thinks he can just, you know, ghost. But this guy ain't letting me. I remember one night I'm at 1181 with some other friends and we're watching America's Next Top Model. Problematic, but at the time it was
popular. We didn't know.
We were just not educated enough.
We were privileged and we didn't know our privilege.
It was wrong. But we were watching America's Next Top Model and I'm with my friends and we're like, you know, a bunch of gays, you know, screaming at Tyra on the screen. And
Queen, work mama.
Work oh mama. My God, oh you sent her home, bitch.
Work, bitch. That girl sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get rid of Jasmine.
Oh.
That's where Jasmine comes from, by the way.
Jasmine
won America's Next Top Model.
Yes, she did.
Anyway. And so this guy that I've gone on the dates with is now sending me photos of the sunset. He's out, you know, at English Bay or whatever, our local beach.
Watering hole.
And he sends me a photo and he's like, the sunset's beautiful, just like you. And I remember saying something like, LOL, love it. Just, no, I didn't say that.
Ryan, but, you but, probably did.
But I'm not giving him much back. And he's okay. Like, hey, can I come? Can I come meet up with you? And I'm like, oh, I'm just, I'm already the PLT, just to let you know. I'm like, oh, I'm just kind of with my friends and I haven't seen them in a while. And I just kind of want to vibe with them if that's okay.
Your energy will be weird here. So
yes.
You can't
which karma, that happened to me later with another boyfriend. He did the exact same thing to me. So What goes around comes around.
What goes
like
around?
Justin Timberlake said.
D.
Surprised we haven't used that one yet.
I know.
Anyway, so he gets the vibe, and we did properly kind of break up after two or three dates. I don't even know why that's necessary. I remember he had a knife at my apartment from cooking a dinner, so I had to bring him his knife one day. That was awkward.
What?
But then this is where the story gets even more PLT. So I want to say about a year later, I'm working at 1181. And he comes in, and the boys got ripped. The boys got jacked. And he was in fine shape before, but I am all sorts of horny for him again. And I'm having a couple drinks, too. And I kind of like see he goes to the washroom. So I follow him into the washroom in hopes of hooking up with him in the stall. This is very unlike me,
Brian.
By the way. But I'm so turned on by his new physique and his new, you know, muscles.
Sure.
I love muscles. You put some hair in those muscles.
Sure.
I'm sold. Anyway.
Are you wearing heels at this point when you're clipping to the bathroom?
Yes, I'm wearing my heels.
Okay.
Clip, clop, clop, all the way to the heels, all the way to the washroom.
Okay.
And he's not having anything to do with me. Rightfully so. You know, been there, done that. You had your chance. And yeah, now I've worked out a little bit and you want this. Ha ha. Joke's on you, Ryan Steele, you fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically just fucking was like, get out of here, dude. Like, no, 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 no. He wasn't like terribly mean to me. He was still kind
of get out of here.
But he was, I was like, come on, let me in. Let me suck your dick.
No, Brian. You know, no.
Let me let's fuck around a little bit here.
No,
come
Brian.
On, man. Just like old times.
Hey. You're being too aggressive.
I was being too aggressive, but I was trying to be sexy. It was me.
Oh.
I don't ever get that physical or that like confident, you know?
So you're like, come on.
Come on. Let's make out a bit. And he just was basically like, face planting me with his, you know, hand, you know, like, bye.
Yeah.
And basically that's it. And then he moved away eventually, so I didn't have to deal with him anymore, thank God. But I'm a huge PLT and I'm an asshole.
Brian!
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, if you get muscles, come on.
You can't help. You couldn't help it. Well, why were you being so sexy then?
Maybe it was on my Testo Plus.
You were on and off of your Testo Plus for that many years? Jesus Christ, that fucking makes sense.
I think back in the day, it was something a little more substantial testo. But,
hey, it was maybe it was a little bit of something else.
Yeah, maybe something else. But I was super horny and he was not having me and I'm a PLT. And if you're listening, I doubt you are. I'm really sorry that I was such a dick.
Hey, that's nice.
But you look real good.
And you look good. And he won, didn't he?
He really did.
He had this enough self-respect to say, oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so, you sloppy bitch.
I never thought about that because I think about the ones where I've won and I'm like, haha, where I've told myself I won anyway to make myself feel better.
Right.
But in that one, I lost.
You loved and you... No, you
no,
lusted
never loved.
And you lost.
Somebody sent me a photo of the fucking sunset and I was like, yeah, LOL, cool.
Brian, it's so nice. Although I have to say, if somebody sent me a picture of... Listen, you are the PLT, okay? Mm. And I just have to say this because it's my truth. If someone sent me a picture of a sunset and said it was beautiful like me, I don't like that. I don't like that, okay? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, well, you're PLT. I'm going to read a listener's PLT story that they sent in.
All right.
We love this.
Love that.
Please send in all of your PLT stories. We will mask your name.
Mm-hmm.
We will make sure we will hide it from the public.
Yes.
We will change it to something amazing.
Send us some voice notes, too. We've had a couple people call in. Remember last week, or a couple weeks ago, she hung up at the end.
Oh.
We had a good laugh.
I laughed very hard, okay? But yes, and by calling in, we mean send us a voicemail in a voice message in Instagram or to our Gmail at RyanandAmyShow@gmail.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, so this one comes from, we'll call them Spartan. Okay? And Spartan is talking about their sister, and we'll call her Pleady.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how they come to me, Brian, but they do.
That's so impressive.
This is about Spartan and Pleady. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Spartan says, Pleady is 2 years older than me. So when I was in grade 9, she was in grade 11. She played on the high school basketball team with some girls who took the game very seriously. Like, so seriously, a couple of them went to play for the UVic Vikings, LOL.
Whoa.
Hey, nothing funny about that, no. Spartan.
Yeah.
Let's just preface that Pleady is athletic and not bad at anything. I hate that I named her Pleady. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Hey, good if you want. No, I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, okay.
But the pressure from her teammates was pretty intense. Big home game. They pulled those wall bleachers out and all the seats were full. Pressure was on.
Ooh.
Remember when they'd pull the wall bleachers out? All of a sudden they'd appear from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a big one because people are going to fill these seats.
That's right.
People are coming to this one.
Mm-hmm.
All eyes were on her. It's her moment. She starts dribbling the ball down the court wide open. Nobody is guarding her. All of a sudden, she just slips like a cartoon on a banana peel. The ball goes wild and out of bounds. Now the ball is in the hands of the other team, but nobody can figure out what the hell just happened. They take a few extra minutes to examine the floor to see if there was something that she slipped on. Like, please have an explanation to what just happened. Dot, dot, dot. They find dot, dot, dot. A motherfucking bloody tampon. She slipped on someone's bloody tampon. The real PLT is a person who let that fall out, but poor Pleady will be a PLT for that for the rest of her life. Someone is taking that secret to the grave.
Wait, wait, wait. There's a bloody tampon just lying on the gymnasium floor?
Yes. Someone's tampon fell out. I don't really understand that. Okay, wait. So first I was like, so when I wrote this person back and said, Sparty,
yeah.
This cannot be real. And she said, oh, I'll connect her in the chat to prove it. And she goes, she will murder me. She's a listener too, but let's surprise her. And here is a screenshot from a conversation between Spartan and Pleady.
Yeah.
And it says, Spartan says, I changed your name. Do you need a brief? And then Pleady says, I don't care. And then Spartan says, do you want a subject or the whole story? And then she goes, Pleady goes, I know you probably did the tampon story.
Ding.
Okay, so dying. So here's the deal. That seems crazy to me that someone's bloody tampon fell out because they don't really, I mean, I guess everybody's vaginal canal is different. So I can't speak for every person who uses tampons.
Yeah.
But I can't say that one is just like fallen out of me. I can say that one is like started to come out because it needs to be changed,
yeah, yeah.
Right? Like what happens with tampons is they fill up with liquid
mm-hmm.
and then they become like soggy and heavy and they start to weigh down.
Definitely.
You got to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So how could someone must have been exerting themselves so hard that all of a sudden they were like, they took a shot and were like, and then, and it fell out.
And it like fell out of their... Like past their panties.
Well, yeah, this thing where you're not wearing any. They must have not worn any underwear.
Panties.
Panties. Past your teenage panties.
Yes.
They must have not been wearing any underwear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
This is one of the biggest PLT stories in history.
Well, it's like when Darcy Michael told us that he pooped and it just fell straight out of his fucking pants and
yes.
landed on the ground. I'm like, well, how did it just come clean like that?
And that's fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, this poor girl, it actually kind of makes me sad. Like, I feel so bad for this person because she knew it came out. It's not like a tampon comes out and you're like, oh my God, that's where that was. It's
yeah.
like, oh my God, my tampon just, and I'm still running. Because what is she going to do? Pick it up with her hand and throw it against the wall?
And wait, someone else slipped on the tampon, right? It
yes.
wasn't the same person.
It wasn't Pleady's tampon.
Oh, so that's so embarrassing for both people because the
yes.
one girl's mortified that hers fell out, but then the other girl is like, oh.
There's someone else's blood all over her basketball shoes,
yeah.
which I mean, hey, it's not this girl's fault.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrifying. Periods happen to women. Get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? You've got someone else's blood on you. Get mm-hmm. over it. But here's the deal. That girl whose tampon came out of her during yeah. a high school basketball game
Ooh.
And never told anyone that it was hers. And then meanwhile, she's bleeding into her shorts.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I
my
hate
God.
This story, Pleady and Spartan. I hate this story. But thank you for telling
yeah,
it because also
it.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Yeah.
yeah.
And now that story really lives on for generations.
You're all PLTs.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Everyone.
Honestly, I don't even know if you'll be talking to each other anymore because sisters usually have falling outs.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
But if I did,
mm-hmm.
there's no way we'd still be talking.
I have two and they haven't talked in years. Just kidding. They
Sorry.
Talk all the time.
Your sister's name is Jazz and the other one is Jazlyn, right?
Jazz and Jazlyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one wasn't very creative.
Ugh.
Like every episode, we end with a question.
Okay.
I'm going old school today. Because remember when we first started this pod, we do questions at the end. We're like, would you rather this or that?
Yeah.
Well, we're going back to that format today.
Oh, shoot.
Would you rather go through 8 hours of terrible nonstop turbulence or make out using tongue with one of your parents?
Brian, this is a good one.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God. I genuinely don't know how to answer this.
Yeah.
8 hours of straight turbulence? Mm-hmm. Or how long do I have to make out with my parent for?
Yeah, just like a minute or two.
A minute or two?
Okay, maybe a minute, but with tongue. 60 seconds.
A whole minute, yeah. I have to make out with my parent, mm-hmm. with tongue.
Yeah.
No, the plane.
Really?
Yeah, and I am and I am terrified of of turbulence.
Yeah.
I honestly, there's no way I could tongue kiss one. I was like, okay, I'll choose my mom.
Yeah.
But no, I can't be tongue kissing my mother for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
That is gross, yeah.
You?
I mean, I'm going back and forth too, because like, you're going to live from the turbulence. So if you can just get through that and have that mentality of, I'm going to be fine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And maybe be hopped up on pills. But here's the thing. I think I'm going to pick my parents, making up with one of my parents.
Brian, why are you saying that?
And I'm going to say my mom, because I can not imagine.
No, you can't be making it up with
my dad. If I'm like, it'd have to be my mom, and we'd have to be a little drizzed, and I'm going to have to wait for this year to be over, because I'm going to have a couple wines in me.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to say to my mom right away, I look at her and be like, Mom, this is just, it's not even for money.
What's it for?
It's for nothing. It's just so I don't have to go through that. Hey, Mom, I might have to go through turbulence,
yeah.
But like the powers that be said I won't have to if I make out with you for a minute. Here's the thing. Actually, I'm going to have to go through the turbulence because there's no way my mom would ever agree to that.
Okay, but wait. Okay, but see, are you serious? You could really open mouth kiss your mom with tongue back and forth, each other's tongues on each other for an entire minute.
See, I'm second guessing it.
One, two,
no,
three.
No, I probably have to go through the turbulence too.
What is your problem?
That's the thing. I would say that was my answer. And the minute I got within like a foot of my mom and we were about to like kiss each other, I'd be like, like this woman raised me and gave birth to me. That's just, it ain't right.
You can't not make it sensual. Mm-hmm. Like it's a sensual experience, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't think, I've been like, oh, well, I can just make it mean nothing. It's just two things touching. No.
I'd probably say like 10 seconds into making out with my mom, I'd start grabbing her ass.
Right. Like, okay, bye. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in, because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.